I reckon that over the years, the demands of health and safety possibly changed for you as market manager. Is that, would I be right in thinking that?
Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt, and the same for any particular branch of the local authority's business. But obviously markets and fairs, because they're taking place in the open, there are bound to be elements that make life more difficult for you and more challenging, and therefore more things having to, measures to be introduced, you know. So, and particularly with the more extremes of the weather and so forth, you know, it does. So, you had to really look at your planning and you know, you did have to carry out or have quite detailed risk assessments, you know, which every sort of form of industry or service has to take into account. I mean, years ago, these things, they were, you know, they were just accepted. But now, you know, in this sort of money conscious age and claim culture that we have, for better or for worse, they are all, you know, you've got to try and ensure that you're trying to make the environment as safe as possible. So these things sort of were introduced, and you would have to, you know, you did have to sort of implement them, whether it's with your stalls or the design or the maintenance of them and the repair and all that kind of thing. And conditions that may, in particular, because it's an open market and you're putting the stalls up on a daily basis, whether it's safe to do so, whether you can do it, at what point do you have to say, no, we can't, what measures, you know, you've got in place to notify the traders, what can you do to still let them trade if possible, which we did do in the end. If we couldn't put the stalls up, tried our best to notify everybody on the day, which generally speaking meant that the stalls were being put up at about sort of 2 o'clock, generally about 2 o'clock in the morning.